Now, in the 60s, two-time Academy Award winner Randy Newman wanted to be a baseball player, but instead found fame with hits of a very different kind.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Randy Newman's You've Got a Friend in Me, created for the children's blockbuster movie Toy Story. The 75-year-old singer, composer and pianist has been writing songs since the early 1960s and is still playing to young audiences, back in the charts, believe it or not, on a hip-hop album with Chance the Rapper. Randy Newman is coming back to Australia for a tour and I've been talking to him.
That's good to be there.
You've been nominated for an incredible 20 Academy Awards. You've won 2 Oscars, 3 Emmys, 7 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Any regrets about not becoming the baseball player?
No, I couldn't. When I got old enough to realize that I couldn't have done it, I didn't have the talent for it. I didn't regret it.
Was there a reluctance on your part to pursue the music as a career?
It's a good question. I think so. I mean, I think I sort of got pushed. My father wasn't a musician, but he thought his brothers, who were musicians, 3 of them, he thought that their job was the greatest job in the world, you know, writing music for a movie. They didn't think that, however.
You did have 3 uncles, as you say, who were, they were noted Hollywood Film School composers. Did they teach you? Did you learn the craft from them?
In a way, I had a job at 20th Century Fox when my uncle Lionel was head of music there. But it was just running a Thermofax machine, you know, making copies of scores and stuff. But while doing that, I would mark up the scores for the composers and then the engineers, you know, put it in red that a flute and an oboe were coming in and things like that. And I learned a lot doing that. I mean, I got to see music by Johnny Williams and Jerry Goldsmith and Nelson Riddle and all kinds of things. I learned plenty.
You're also well known as a commentator on society and politics through your music, yeah, as well, a bit of satire in your portfolio of work. At times, you know, some of your messages have been misunderstood. I know you had a song, I'm Dreaming of a White President. It was ironic. You actually wrote it in support of Barack Obama's campaign.
Yeah.
Do you worry about being misunderstood?
No. I do it as best I can. You know, I write the song, and if I've written it correctly, people will get it. Some will never get it. You know, that some don't want to, and some just aren't used to irony of any kind, and there's nothing I can do about it. But it's much better for artists like me to write that way now, because, you know, there's been The Simpsons, and there's been things that had widespread appeal. And people understand me better because of it.
You, as I mentioned, you do satire. You've got a song called Putin, which features on your new album.
Yeah.
Why Putin?
Well, because this whole thing is sort of fantastic. I mean, what really drew me to him was the pictures, you know, of him with his shirt off, riding a horse, and all these kind of movie star things. You know, he's the most powerful man in the world. He's the richest man in the world, and he wants to be Tom Cruise. It's kind of fantastic.
And I think I'm right in saying that you said it's difficult to write satire about your president, President Trump. Why?
Well, it's already there with everything he says. He paints a picture of himself that a satirist would paint. I just resisted doing it. I don't know why. I so very much want him to be gone. I don't know. I have some ideas about it, and I may do it just to get it out of my system.
Now, explain this for us. You're a 75-year-old, world-renowned composer and songwriter. How on earth do you end up working in collaboration with someone like Chance the Rapper?
Well, he called and said he was a fan of mine, and he had an idea, and so we went in, and it was really fun. It was a different way of recording for me. You know, there was a track, and I didn't have any responsibility for the track, and it was almost for the only time in my life, it was kind of great that we just sung back and forth until something happened, something turned out that was okay. And I enjoyed it. And he's really a nice kid, too. And we share a sense that things can be funny. You know, there's humor in his stuff and there's humor in my stuff. And that's not the norm. You know, pop music is taken like very seriously a lot of times. And, I never felt that way.
When music that you write takes on a life of its own, and I'm thinking, for example, of You Can Leave Your Hat On,
yeah.
Do you continue to have a relationship with the music after it sort of leaves your mind, gets picked up by other artists, turned into anthems for particular things? Do you continue to have a relationship with it?
That's a good question. Yes. I mean, it's still my words and my song. Even though the big hit versions of You Can Leave Your Hat On, say, may not have been the way I would do it. In fact, they weren't the way I would do it. I used to hate that kind of thing, but I appreciate it now. Not because of the money necessarily, but because a song like that, it's a different way of looking at it. As a song of celebration is what they did.
I also read some interesting comments from you about You've Got a Friend in Me. We obviously know it from the film Toy Story.
Yeah, sure.
I think you said that you really felt you could only have written that song for that character in that film, that it no one would have particularly believed it or warmed to it if it was you singing it. Why?
I don't see myself as that fuzzy, you know, and straightforward. I wouldn't believe me saying, "You've got a friend in me, kid," even though I felt the emotion to my children and to friends and other people. You know, "You've got a friend in me," "When the Road Looks Rough Ahead," all that. I don't put that kind of thing in songs. I probably would have done much better in life if I had, but I don't write that way. But I'm very grateful to get a chance to get out of my normal area, you know, to write something that I wouldn't ordinarily write.
Now, you are returning to Australia. You've been here before. You've done these evenings with Randy Newman. Obviously, Australian audiences know and love you. You're looking forward to coming back?
Oh, yeah, very much. I really enjoyed it. I'll miss the orchestra, but the shows I like best, in a way, are the solo shows when I do them well enough.
Well, I'm sure you will. We're going to take a listen to Putin now. It's one of your most recent works to win an award. But Randy Newman, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
And a pleasure talking to you. All the best. I'll see you soon.
Randy Newman. And this is Putin.
Who won the party?
We did.
Who won World War II?
The Americans.
That's a good one, ladies. Turn us in the comfy chair.
You know the man gonna get us there.
I don't know. Lenin couldn't do it. I don't know. Stalin couldn't do it. Now they couldn't do it. Why you think I can?
That's Putin from Randy Newman's new album. It's called Dark Matter. He's on tour in Australia at the moment. It's called An Evening with Randy Newman. You can find the dates on our website. And really terrific to have that conversation with him. What a lovely man.